If there's one thing to be learned about classical music from Latin America, it's that there's much more there than one might imagine, especially if we only know of that proverbial tip of the iceberg, the scant amount of Latin American music which has trickled into American, European, and Asian concert halls. I'm James Baker, and when I first began producing my weekly radio program, Itinerarios, I began casting the net further and further into Latin America, hoping to keep new materials flowing in as fuel for the show. I was pleasantly surprised at what I could find, but also chagrined to discover how isolated Latin America continues to be from the American marketplace. There's nothing more frustrating than learning of such and such recording, wanting it badly, but finding no source. The fact is, there's still a severe north-south hemispheric divide, which makes many recordings, especially from Central America and generally all of South America, near impossible to acquire. There are even certain labels based in Mexico with little or no distribution into the U.S. I'll mention several of these in the course of this brief glimpse at some of the classical music one might want to know from Mexico. This is by no means comprehensive, but it'll perhaps get you started if you want to know some of the classical music treasures of Mexico. I recently mentioned on Facebook that I was listening to a suite from La Madrugada del Panadero, a ballet by Rodolfo Hofter. This prompted a string of comments and eventually an inquiry about classical music scores from Mexico. This gives me a good starting point for a more comprehensive list of classical music from throughout Latin America. So here I will begin in no particular order, although the more popularly known music will likely dominate the early going. However, since I already mentioned Rodolfo Hofter, let's begin with the briefly referenced suite from La Madrugada del Panadero. Rodolfo Hofter is part of an important family of Spanish musicians. Normally, this would put him outside the bounds of Latin America, but for the fact he immigrated to Mexico in 1939, seeking refuge from the Franco regime. Thus, any of Rodolfo Hofter's music written after he arrived in Mexico is fairly regarded as a product of Latin America. Worth inserting here is that Hofter went on to become an important composition teacher at Mexico's National Conservatory, thus influencing many students who eventually became the voices of Mexico's contemporary music scene. Rodolfo Hofter's music is almost always worth hearing, though a comprehensive dosage might not be everyone's cup of tea. As with so many composers of the 20th century, Hofter explored both a tonal and atonal world. I can think of no better place to observe this than through his keyboard music. This is also an interesting territory because there are at least two recordings which explore a broad swath of his music for solo piano. I like both these recordings, one by Edison Quintana on the Urtex label, and another by Silvana Santinelli on Centaur. The keyboard music of Hofter is interesting because it gives the opportunity to understand those many directions explored by his fertile musical imagination. However, a better place to begin to know his music is through his orchestral output. Conductor Fernando Lozano gives a fine performance of La Madrugada with his Orquesta Filarmónica de la Ciudad de México. This recording is included in a two-disc set of Música Mexicana on the Four Lane label. It should be relatively easy to find, and also includes some other lesser-known contemporary Mexican composers, all worth at least a listen or two, though I think I would begin with La Madrugada. Enrique Batis covers several other Hofter scores within his essential 8-CD set of Música Mexicana, a bargain from Brilliant Classics. This includes Hofter's Violin Concerto, played authoritatively by Heinrich Schering. Although the concerto was written originally for Samuel Dushkin, Schering thoroughly revised the work, one assumes with the approval of Hofter, and it is this revision which is recorded here. As a footnote, I should mention that Schering was not only an important international figure, but also a musician who gave generously to the musical life of Mexico over the many decades he resided there. In fact, Schering was officially recognized in 1960 as Mexico's cultural ambassador to the world. I can't overstate the importance of the Batiste collection. The set includes several of the symphonies by Carlos Chávez. Completists will want to have the complete symphonies recorded by both Batiste and, historically more significant, the set by Eduardo Mata, plus the gorgeous orchestration Chávez made of Buxtehude's Chaconne in E minor. And don't neglect Manuel Ponce's three concerti, one for violin, another for piano, and then the guitar concerto titled Concierto del Sur. These are all important works recorded with love and care by violinist Schering and pianist Jorge Federico Osorio. The guitar concerto is played by Alfonso Moreno. I also like some of the other orchestral scores by Ponce, especially Ferial and Chapultepec, both included in the Batiste collection. When I recommend the recordings conducted by Enrique Batiste, I often feel I'm in league with the devil. There is little denying the musical gift and credentials of Batiste. However, he has a reputation, much of it deserved, of being abusive towards his musicians. That said, I can't ignore the value of many of his recordings, though truthfully, much of the credit is due the musicians in the orchestras. The players in the Orquesta Sinfónica del Estado de México, the Orquesta Filarmónica de la Ciudad de México, and various of the London orchestras often deserve high praise for their recordings with Batiste. A couple of record labels deserve credit, too, for their concentration upon recordings of Mexican music and artists. Eduardo Mata did much to lift the reputation of the Dorian label, this after he produced a substantial catalog of recordings for RCA. By the way, it should be noted that Mata was also a composer with considerable ability, though sadly most of his work as a composer has been eclipsed by the work he did as a conductor. That said, anyone wanting to know the composer side of Mata might want to pick up the recording of his Third Symphony with the Orquesta Filarmónica de la UNAM. The recording, conducted by Mata, demonstrates both sides of his art, conducting and composing, and is from Mexican RCA. With persistence, you can find this recording. Dorian made numerous recordings with Mata, many of them of Latin American repertory. The three-disc set of Latin American Masters is filled with memorable playing and includes works by several Mexican composers. It is worth noting here that Dorian takes a great deal of care with the making of their recordings, so you're in for some fine sonics in the Latin American set and also a multi-disc compilation of sessions with the Dallas Symphony.